Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday to everybody. If you're in the UK, happy Mother's Day. Oh, I've been spoiled rotten. I know, seriously, I have. Our lovely, lovely, lovely daughter, Rachel, we couldn't see her at Mass because there's no Masses. So we were all up bright and early to watch Not Our Priest. Our priest has a terrible case of stage fright. So we're all watching his competitor across the road, who has, at the time of broadcast, managed to get 3,000 views on this morning's Mass. He's an internet sensation. And what's amazing about it is all he's using is Facebook and his iPhone 11. Hello, Helen. Great to see you with us. Hello, Jonathan, Kim. I saw Paul just then, didn't I? I did. We've got Paul. Do we have the other Paul? Have we got the other Paul yet? Only one Paul. One Paul at the moment, but I have high hopes of more Pauls in the future. So, my beautiful daughter. Couldn't see her this morning at Mass. I'm assuming she's at the other mother's. Handy having two of us, isn't it? And sent me a message. Now, in the midst of messaging me, there's the other Paul. Hello, Paul in Sydney. Hello, Tracy. In the midst of messaging, I've got 3,000 messages from the priest about going live, but that's a whole different story. Anyway, I missed a message. And the message said, you know, if it's convenient, I'll pop round with this gift. But I missed it. Anyway, we went downstairs and opened the front door. We've got a porch door on the outside and an inside front door. We opened the inside front door and she'd left a huge bag of gifts for me. Now, when I opened them, it was even better than like mummy gifts, I would say, which is this beautiful silver butterfly, all covered in stones, was the fact that she'd got another gift for me from Lola. It was a mug. Now, you know how I like mugs. So you'll be seeing all of these on Friday in the after hours, because obviously it doesn't work well on radio. But to say I've been spoilt rotten is a complete understatement. Oh, even to the extent there's a picture of me on Facebook, that doesn't happen often, I can assure you. There is the sum total of one picture of me on Facebook. But it happened today. There you go. Can't say fairer than that. So how are we? Do we have any other mothers in the UK? In fact, I think it should just be declared, you know, a special day and everybody should be given gifts and things. I got perfume, I got mugs, I got a beautiful card. And Rachel's not big on dogs, but Lola loves her and she loves Lola. I won't say Rachel's not big on dogs, but Rachel's very tiny. She's very tiny. And she didn't have a good experience with dogs when she was younger, but only about a year ago. Wasn't that long, was it? About a year ago, she went out for a walk. She's big on walking, is our Rachel. And she met this guy, and this guy had a trainee guide dog. Well, you can't go wrong with a trainee guide dog, can you? Seriously. Guide dogs, well trained. It bit her. This guide dog bit her. It didn't make it as a guide dog. We can assure you of that. It did not make it as a guide dog. So she's not really not big on dogs. But the fact that she loves Lola, it's amazing. So she got me a gift from Lola. So I've had a fantastic Mother's Day. I've also had some amazing, amazing messages. So thank you all for those. Hello, Deb. We have another Deb. Excellent. You're all in. It's fantastic. So that was how our day started. I have had 47,000 messages from the priest about the fact that everybody else is going live and he isn't. But that's a whole different saga. What we did do last night and promised we would share with you was we had an online party using Zoom. So what we did yesterday, in fact, let's go back a bit further. On Friday, if you've not seen the show yet, one of the last minute bits that we put in was a bit on Zoom. And I said to Mike, what you get for free is pretty good. You can have minutes, you can have unlimited minute meetings. So meetings of any duration between you and one other person. So if you want to, if you find yourself freelance and out of work at the moment, you could do virtually anything online one-to-one for free, completely free. You also get 40-minute meetings. So the only limit on this is 40 minutes for 100 people, which we thought, oh, that'll be fine. You know, we'll be all right with that. And then we thought, by the time we've got everybody in. But these 40-minute meetings would be more than enough for a 30-minute session of something. So we did cover that, how you got an account, how the basics work to use it. We thought it was worthwhile for a few reasons. One, everybody's trying to get virtual meetings at the moment, and it's much steadier than Skype. And also the fact people are trying to run businesses with it, and the fact that you do get such a lot for the free account. So that was why we did it. But then we decided on Saturday, we'll do some of this malarkey ourselves. So I said, I can put some stuff up there where I'll run one-to-one sessions or do live trainings. And that's what I'll do with it. So we decided we would upgrade. And so we went through the upgrade process, painless. So we've got a room with 100 people for as long as we want. So what we did last night was send out the instructions. We deliberately kept it fairly simple. Because they are of an age. But we basically said to them, go to the app store of your choice and download the Zoom Cloud app, the Zoom Cloud Meetings, I think it's called. So do that first. And at 7:30, which was when we went live, tap the link or press, you know, push the button, click the mouse, whatever on the link. If you're prompted for the meeting ID, this is the meeting ID. We only had two people, I think, that struggled in any way at all. Everybody else managed to totally sail into the meeting, and it was an absolute blast. To say some people got into the spirit of things was an understatement. I did show video on Friday night, and I think I did show that you can have an alternative background. And what that's in aid of, it's a bit like green screening, but you don't need the green screen to do it. And it's actually fairly accurate, even with a messy background. So I tried that one. That worked really well. What was better than the backgrounds they offered you, and they offer you two different kinds of backgrounds in Zoom, you can have a static image, and there's static images of like planets, San Francisco Bay, stuff like that. But you can also have video backgrounds. One of the video backgrounds was the one I chose, and it was basically a beach with swaying palm trees. Looked amazing. And it did work brilliantly throughout the entire meeting. What we found even funnier than that, though, was people were like, oh, how have you got that background? I want that. I want that. I want that. And whether they could do it or not, I don't know if you're all aware of this. I had the option on my Mac. So I'm on my Mac and the option was just there. And Mike said, I can't do that. What's going on? And it turns out you do need a minimum of Mojave to support it. But Mike did not let that stop him. No. What he did was he got his iPhone up as well. Then the iPhone supports it. So his iPhone 11 had multiple backgrounds. And the reason that's so important, you can have a background that isn't one of theirs. So on the iPhone, obviously people had their camera rolls and they were putting up pictures of where they'd like to be. Somebody squeaking chicken. That would be our Lola. Ah, oh, she's so cute. That can go. You just need to take the label off it. Mike's also falling over all of the rubbish here. So we had one lady who has a favourite restaurant. It's called Sail Water Park. It's the boathouse at Sail Water Park. And Sail's the town that we live in. So she put that up and it's like, oh, that's brilliant. What other pictures do people put? We actually had a couple who came in. They'd obviously planned this in hand. They put up behind them a photograph of like a hotel in Ibiza. And they actually had on their summer clothes. They had a Hawaiian shirt on and the lady had a summer dress on. And they'd put on their sunglasses and hats as well. And a lei around their neck. It was fabulous. It really did work brilliantly well. So Paul's saying that he tried the background out yesterday. Yep. Good idea. It does work incredibly well. There is an option that there's a tick box that says green screen. Now, I have a green screen, more than one, but it didn't actually have it behind me. So I did wonder how it would work. The other thing that I did when I'm going live, which I am now, it's dark in here. We never put the light on. I live sort of 365 days a year as Earth Hour. We have enough light. We've got light from Mike's two screens. We've got light from my three screens. And we've got various Alexas lit up as well. So we don't really have the light on. I thought I might need to put a light on for it to work well. But actually, it didn't. I didn't need the light at all. It worked fantastically well just as it was. So definitely worth a look at. Right, I'm going back now through the chat. I'll start at the bottom. Kim says she's got a Zoom yoga class. It's going to be brilliant. It is going to be brilliant. You know, that I really do think, I know it's only been a week, so maybe I could be going stir crazy. I don't think the world will ever go back to quite what it was, to be honest. Jonathan says, doesn't it give you a headache working in the dark looking at a screen? No, it doesn't, Jonathan. I must admit, this will happen to you. Hopefully not for a long, long time. But as you get older, your eyes get strange. Now, Mike's always worn glasses.
Get
but
old.
Yeah, but they said to you, didn't they? Oh, you're in your 40s, so you'll need different glasses. Mm. I've never used glasses other than like 0.25, which is like basically don't bother. But I noticed just before Mum died, so that would have been 5 years ago, so I would have been about 48-ish. My iPhone wasn't as clear as it used to be, and I must admit it got gradually worse as I went. And just one day I was out in Boots, which is a big supermarket, but it started life as a chemist. So they had reading glasses in. And literally just out of curiosity, I picked up a pair of these reading glasses, the lowest spec they had. And I looked at my phone and it was like someone had turned the light on. It's like, oh my word. I said to Mike, I need glasses. This came as a blinding revelation. So I bought a pair of 1.00 reading glasses, and I've used those ever since. Some days I need them more than others. Now, I also have a medical condition which is like diabetes, but it's not diabetes. It's the complete reverse of it. So I say it's like it because with diabetes, you need to avoid sugar. And my condition is the complete opposite. You need to make sure you've got enough sugar. If you don't have enough sugar, you will go into a coma. So it can be quite difficult to work out how much is the right amount. So I decided I was, you know, OK, I'll go on a detox. And I did. Oh, Jonathan, I couldn't see a thing. I'm not joking. I have, by this stage, I've got a pair of 1.0 glasses and a pair of 1.25 glasses. I had to put them both on to read a thing. So it's not particularly the light for me. It's just the fact that everything's a bit blurry. And it's to do with keeping my sugar level spot on. But, you know, in these times where you're just going to eat what you can eat, like the fish that you found. The fish we had last night, yes, I did take a photograph, was actually most palatable. But Mike said, did you enjoy that fish last night? I said, yeah, I did. It was nice. He said, good, because I found two more in the freezer. Could you? I said yes and not no.
It was 4 years old.
Yes, it is actually out of date by 4 years. But, you know, we're going to keep them anyway because things could get worse before they get better. So, no, Jonathan, the light doesn't bother me. I actually have my brightness turned up full as far as it will go. And the only thing I am doing at the moment is I am using my reading glasses to see the screen. However, I have partaken of a little bit more sugar today and I don't actually need them. I can read the tiny print on the MacBytes website, the MacBytes FM website, without my glasses. But I'm choosing to leave them on in case I misread something.
I just realised.
What did you realise, Mike?
We haven't had any tea today.
We've not had any tea at all and I need my tea.
Do you want some more?
Yes, that's a good idea. It's a good idea. Right, I'm going back up now because I know I missed some stuff. So Helen's corrected me and said
what
it's
about
actually...
the bear's good?
The bear.
The bear. When you get to it.
Oh, right, okay.
The bear.
Right, I will. Mike's going to get me some tea. Yes, it's apparently it's Mothering Sunday. That's quite right, actually. We usually at church, he does wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day. The last time this happened, because obviously Mother's Day a year ago, the last time we got wished something like that was Father's Day. And instead of having our usual priest, we had a different one. And he started and there was nearly uproar. You'd imagine how far wrong can a priest go wishing you a happy Father's Day. He actually said, and I quote, to all the biological fathers out there. Rachel nearly decked him. She said, there's more to family than blood. And you're my mum. And you know, he's just, as far as she was concerned, he just offended her father. Now, her fathers are both called Mike, so that's very handy. But we all sit on a pew together. So Rachel's in the middle and she has one set of parents on the other side and us on the left side. So when he said biological father, she nearly decked him. So perhaps it was a good idea that we weren't in church today, because she can be a little firebrand, can Rachel. Don't upset Rachel. She's tiny but powerful. Right. I have only just gone into Slack and I have seen your fabulous posters and I am absolutely loving them all. They are amazing. Now, I'm reading on because there's a story about a bear, apparently. So it's spring. A black bear. Oh, good grief. A real black bear. I thought we were talking about a stuffed bear. A real one. I'd love to see one, but possibly not in the back garden. What a Kiva thing. I can imagine Kiva doing that. Oh, so she was so protective. Lola met a puppy this morning. Yes, I did might mention it was a pup. It was a little King Charles Spaniel. Now, we have a friend who has one of those, and these King Charles Spaniels are absolutely crazy. This one has been to the vets 5 times in the last year for eating things. Usually sort of paper that she's got out of the bin. No, it's a he, it's a boy, that he has got out of the bin. But the last time he went in, he'd eaten a pair of knickers. It was so embarrassing. They actually had to, I think he was operated on for that one, to actually get them out. And the vet put them in a bag and gave them back to our friend, who was absolutely mortified. Dogs, eh? They'll be the death of you. Many years ago, Kim, you'll like this one. My gran died. Was it my gran or my granddad? No, it was my gran. And we'd sorted all the funeral out and it was Christmas week. So it was freezing. It was so cold. And I didn't have a coat that was acceptable to go to a funeral in. You know, I had bright red coats, but nothing that was acceptable for a funeral. But because it was 2 days before Christmas, there wasn't really much in the shops to buy. So we went out. Mike got himself a standard black coat. Looked lovely. But I couldn't get much apart from this fur coat. Now, it was fake fur. I don't believe in fur, but this was a fake fur coat. So I said, well, it'd be warm. So I got it. And everyone was commenting how nice it was, which was absolutely fine. But while we were out, they'd made a delivery to the house. And I wasn't expecting, I had no idea what it was. Turned out to be from Microsoft, a little Christmas gift from Microsoft. So I went across the road. This was before we had Maya. I went across the road to collect this parcel. And I'd totally forgotten that I was wearing this coat and what difference would it make anyway. Apart from the fact, across the road, they'd got, what's the breed called? A long-haired something. A Lassie dog. Absolute spit of Lassie, whatever that breed is. And it was a very timid dog. It didn't like going in the car. It was very nervous. Well, the owner swung the door open and said, you know, how did the funeral go? And I'm talking to him. And the dog came out to see me, obviously heard my voice, took one look at me in this fur coat and bolted. Obviously thought I was a black bear. Oh, didn't wear it again. I thought, you don't want to frighten people. So it is a church thing. Okay. Yes, well, it'll be Clinton Card Day, won't it? Everything's so expensive. Rachel managed to get one with dogs on, which was so cute. So cute. Right, where are we going? Okay. So I'm getting past the headache thing. Always use a space background. We had one lady using the space background, Deb, and it was Nina. That's Rachel's other mother. And she is on another planet most of the time, so everybody said it was most appropriate. So Jonathan agrees with me, the world's changed. Hopefully it will be for the better. I'd like to think it would be. To be honest with you, I think it'll change more for the better the longer it goes on, which I know we don't want it to go on. But the longer it goes on, it could turn into our World War II, couldn't it? Mind you, that went on for 5 to 6 years.
Trying to get a Samoyed to have some quiet time.
Samoyeds don't do quiet time, Mike. You should know that. Not unless she's passed out. And obviously not at the moment. She hasn't. She's got her chicken. That was my problem the other night when you were on air. And I was supposed to be on air. She's got a chicken. Leave her while she's happy. So Helen hopes it gets better too. I think there's a chance it might. But I have seen these things on social media. And I'm literally at the point of despairing of human nature. What I'm seeing is photographs that's been taken, and they're usually taken by somebody on the front line. So a firefighter or a medic of some description, because they are out, whereas the rest of us are not out. Haven't seen the sky, me, since last Sunday. And they're taking photographs of people congregating. One of them in the UK was in Wales, and this village was a tourist village, but they've shut down. The pubs are shut, everywhere shut. What people are doing from the towns is, and I hasten to add, not us or our friends, are heading out to these places to self-isolate. What are you doing?
Read that one out. It's topical to what you're talking
about. Okay, I've got another one here. Right, it is a picture of poo and...
No, just the thing underneath.
Oh, the one underneath. Yeah. Right. Oh, yes. I did see that the other day and I wanted to send it on, but I couldn't forward it. It's one of these text-based things and it says, "World, there's no way we can shut everything down in order to lower the emissions and slow climate change and protect the environment. Mother Nature, here's a virus. Have a practice." Which is exactly what's going on. But, you know, you do have these idiots. So one was these that went over to Wales to self-isolate in a village that didn't actually have any cases. But, you know, you could be bringing it in. The pubs were closed, but outside the pubs, they had their furniture, you know, the benches and umbrellas and stuff. So they did no more than went and bought some bevy and sat there until the pub shifted them. Couldn't believe that one. But one that I thought was even worse, because there was more of them, there was a bikers convention. And there they all were. Now, I know they're wearing helmets. Well, they are when they're driving. Honestly? Right now? Oh, you want locking up. Literally. I wonder if you've got enough cells for the people who are stupid. That could push things, couldn't it? So Deb can't eat fish. Oh, that's sad. I do like fish. I'm not a huge fish eater. But at the moment, they were in the freezer, so that's what we're eating. It was in the freezer. We're eating it. Yeah, people have been very, very kind and very generous at the moment. We actually had a person say that they're okay at the moment. They're prepared to go and pick up prescriptions for people, which is so, so kind. So you don't do Mothering Sunday. Well, obviously, Mike usually gets me a card for Mother's Day, either from Maya or Lola. But for the last 3 years, I've just been so, so lucky. You never know when it is. No, I know. I think yours is it towards June or is it earlier? Is it May? Is it May? Not sure. No, it a collie, that's it. A long-haired collie. Yeah. Don't wear a bear coat. I must have looked like a black bear. I must dig that coat out and take a photo. That'll be a laugh. Oh, you did see the sun, Paul. You're incredibly lucky. We're actually at the front of the house, and the front of the house faces north. So the front of the house is cooler than the back, which is fabulous in the summer. But at the back, we've got this extension. And today is a beautiful, beautiful day. And Mike said, "It's gorgeous down there." And I said, "Yes, but it looks like a Chinese laundry at the moment because all the stuff's in there." But never mind. That's right. It's May, isn't it? We have it in March, I believe, to spread it out from Father's Day, which is June. And I think we do share the same day for Father's Day, don't we? The only problem with Mothering Sunday is it can clash with Easter to a certain degree. Generally not actually on the day, but it can be very, very close. Also, your mayor's ordered people in. It's a good idea. I really don't know why they don't get the army on the streets, because it's ridiculous, this. I mean, I think if you've got a brain, you're not going out unless you're buying food or it is an emergency or something. We're not at the stage yet of France and Italy where there's police on the streets and they're telling people to stay in. We're not at that stage yet. But when that was mentioned, it was mentioned in terms of Boris moving the army. And people were starting to panic. And I thought, well, I know there are countries in the world that are under military rule. And it's kind of worrying, I guess. But in these circumstances, if people will not stay inside, then put us all on lockdown. I don't care. Honestly, it's people's lives. And when you're seeing things from people who work in the NHS, it says, "We've stayed at work for you. Can you stay at home for us?" These people are on the front line. They are, Helen, you're right. Spain as well have got them. Has anybody seen that video? There's a video doing the rounds and it's the police. Now, we all know my languages, other than anything computerish, are not good. But this said on the top, whatever the Spanish for police is, which looked a little bit like police, and the word local, I think it had an E on the end. So it was obviously some local police. Now, we have local constabularies, but that's basically by county. So that's a bit like the state police, I guess, rather than being the national police. But our police force is a national police force. But this definitely said a local police. And they came careering up this beautiful oldie worldy road, but it was so narrow. You could barely get one police car up it. You certainly wouldn't get anything going the other way at the same time, I can assure you. And they screeched to a halt, and I thought, oh my God, what's going on? And they got out, and everyone's looking out of their windows. And they go in and they sing a song. Now, we're assuming it's some kind of national song in Spain. We're not sure what it is, couldn't make out any of the words. But he had a guitar with him. So these two police cars screeched to a halt, got out, and they all did some singing and dancing to entertain people, which is amazing. It's amazing. That's the one, Policia Local. I thought there was an E on it, but maybe not. Could have been an aerial. So they belong to each town or village. No, we don't really have that, but our police are organised. It's a national service organised by county. So we would have Greater Manchester Police, GMP. We don't really have the concept of, like, I know yours is state police, isn't it? And then above that, is it the FBI above that? Is there something national? Because I know there's a lot of turf war, isn't there, between them. We have that at county level. So if there was something on the border of Manchester and, say, Yorkshire, there would be two police forces scrapping with themselves over who dealt with what. But at the moment, I think they're all working happily together. I've also got some fabulous photos of Manchester. Let me send them through. Let me get that. Johnny will love to see these. It was Manchester. This was Saturday afternoon, these were. And I thought this was amazing. Obviously, I know all these places. There you go. Have a look at that, Johnny, if you've not seen it. It's spooky. This is the centre of Manchester, the Manchester town centre. You'll notice, if you look at the photos, there's a lot of building work going on. We are a very old city, and some of those roads could do with being relaid while they're at it. We know, while it's quiet, and they won't be causing any bother. But so there's a lot of scaffolding up, but there are pubs that are boarding up. There's one from Piccadilly train station out the front, the concourse, but there's literally no people. It is scary. It is very scary. It isn't that quiet Christmas, you're right, because all of Chinatown opens on Christmas and many people go and have Christmas lunch there. So I have never seen it that quiet. I'm loving the one at Piccadilly Gardens as well. I've been to Piccadilly Gardens many times since I was a child. I have never seen it as empty as that. There's one lady sat on a bench, and I think there's one in the distance, and that's it. But the one of the tram tracks, you know, there's not even any trams. And it is like a film, isn't it? You know, like something like 28 Days or something like that. I think the one underneath, oh, hang on, let's see, how can I describe it? Piccadilly Gardens one, underneath that, there's one of the tram track and it says 20. Underneath that, there's one of a junction, which hotel's that? It's the one near Remark. What was that road? Minchell Street. I think that's Minchell Street. If you go down to the one under that, it looks like a warehouse on the left-hand side. And there's some barriers. That barrier runs alongside the canal. So I think you'll find that's Canal Street, because on the right hand side, there's some flags above one of the buildings, hanging off the building. And they are, rainbow flags. So that is our, they do call it the gay quarter, don't they? Although it is LGBTQ, etc. All of the letters, I get lost after the Q. And there's nobody there. That is usually heaving. Although that looks like a road, I think taxis go up there. But basically, that's full of people. That is always full of people. And then underneath that one, there's the one of the tram, and I'm presuming the tram's empty as well. It's crazy. So the FBI is national. I was right with that one. You have state and local. Oh, no, we don't have the two. We only have by county. So Ohio's the State Highway Patrol, and then there's the City Police. Good grief. I'm not surprised there's turf wars. There's so many of them. We're worse than London. Nah, no, no, no. No, Jonathan, we're far more intelligent than London. That's what we're saying. At least if no one's going out in Manchester, maybe we can hang on to our healthcare for a bit, because that is going to be so scary for people. We've got a friend who has carers in who's having problems. I know you were worried about your PAs, weren't you, Helen? Our friend's still got coverage at the moment. And obviously her husband's at home. But yeah, worrying times, worrying times. So this is a mobility index, are we? Oh, wow. Look at that. That's a really cool graphic. Have you seen that, Mike? The link from Jonathan. We have not seen anybody walking past the house going anywhere. Oh, I think it's cool you've got a sheriff. We don't have any of those either. A Mothering Sunday's fixed. I think it should be fixed. Our Mothering Sunday does change, but it isn't linked to Lent per se, as far as I'm aware, in terms of it being a number, although Helen might know different. As far as I know, it isn't. It's just the fact that sometimes if Easter's early, Easter can be like the 1st of April. So it's very, very close in terms of gifts, etc. But this year it's not. I have no idea what's going to happen with Easter services. Easter, for the unaware, is crazy at church. You are there like 4 days. You might as well move in. It starts on a Thursday night, which is the Thursday before Good Friday. On Thursday night, you have, what do we call that one? Maundy Thursday, isn't it? That one's... It's not as long as the other ones, but there is a feet washing ceremony. You may have seen it on the TV when the Pope washes somebody's feet. Basically, it's 10 people. I'm wondering why it's 10 and not 12. Ned usually does 10, doesn't he? But he picks 10 people and then he has some water and then he wanders round and then he washes the feet. So that's the Thursday night. But that's also a vigil mass. So after he's done all of that, you are invited to stay. And do like a vigil, which is basically just sit there quietly. Bit like we're doing now, but at home. Then it goes into Good Friday. Good Friday, we have a service at 3 o'clock. There's also one at 11 o'clock. That's called the Stations of the Cross. At 3 o'clock, we have a long mass that can go on for 2 hours. Oh, so it's the fourth Sunday of Lent. Well, there, you learn something every day. I did not know that. So today's the fourth Sunday of Lent. That'll come as good news to one of our friends who has had the misfortune to give up chocolate for Lent, which she does every year, bless her. She does it every year and she kind of does a bit of a diet as well. And whatever, however much weight she loses, she gives £1 per pound to the charity for our group. She's amazing. She really is. So
I did that, I'd be putting on
maybe we could donate the other way. Mind you, it'll all come out in the wash once we've got nothing to eat at all. So that's Friday. Then in the evening, there's what's called a Taisy service. You're all learning a lot. Jonathan, you're learning a lot here, aren't you, about other religions? A Taisy service is like a sing-song. It's Saturday that's the nightmare as far as we're concerned. The Saturday Mass is about 3 hours long. There are something like 15 readings. There won't be this year. And it does go on and on and on and on. So the Saturday Mass, be honest, not many people have tended to go, have they?
We don't just teach you about design.
No, we don't just teach you about design. You learn all about our pain as well. So if we disappear on a Sunday night, on that Saturday night, send provisions because we could be a while. But I don't see that happening. And then on the Sunday, of course, we have our standard Easter service and it's all joy and happiness on that one.
And eggs.
We do. Yeah, he gives out eggs, doesn't he, to the kiddies at the end. In fact, he's lethal with that. He buys at least 10 times what's needed and then hands them out to the children. And then with what he's got left, he all gives them like 2 or 3 each because he's not looking after them when they're as high as a kite, is he? So there you go. But we won't be doing all of that either. And as Jonathan says, it's Pesach, which I believe is the 10th this year, isn't it? Starts on the 10th, which is fractionally earlier than ours. Is it the 8th to the 10th, Jonathan? Remind me. I know the 10th's involved. I definitely know the 10th's involved. I used to work for a company of solicitors, and the guy who owned it was Jewish, and he was very protective of all his stuff and everything. And he very much begrudged having to eat matzah and during Pesach. And when you'd get a file off him during Pesach, it was full of matzah crumbs. Now, I couldn't eat that because it's flour and water. But literally every single time you picked a file up, there was matzah crumbs in it. So this particular day, the rabbi was visiting. So Rabbi went in, had a word, etc., came out. Now, obviously, I'm walking around with a crucifix on, and he's the rabbi. So we smiled at each other, and he said, "Happy Easter." And I said, "Happy Pesach." My principal came out and went, "What? What? What?" He was barely allowed to talk to anybody who wasn't Jewish. His family was so strict. Oh, but never mind. That was fun. It was fun. So no Good Friday Mass. No, there's not going to be any Masses at all. The whole lot have been cancelled. At the moment, we've got this local priest who's doing Facebook Masses, who's doing incredibly well with Facebook Masses. Let me just refresh that page and see how many views he's had now. People have been watching it on demand all day. So he did it at 8:30 this morning. It's now had 3,000 views. This is, I'll send it to you. I don't know whether you'll be able to get the link or not. It's a Facebook link. You don't need to be in a group, but if you want to see, this is the church. This isn't our church. This is a local church. It's about 2 miles away. And this was the church we went to the other week when we were presenting those checks. And that was the guy who did Mass. So here, and Mike's, that's the one Mike's been talking to about going live. So it's fabulous. Oh, that's a great idea, Jonathan. Jonathan's happy to go on Skype and do a Q&A. All about, that's brilliant. That'd be fantastic. Absolutely. As we head into to the Easter and Pesach period, let's do that. Now you know all about what we should be doing. I've no idea what they're going to do about what they are doing. We do have the local synagogue. They're going live. Apart from the fact that their system broke down as well, didn't it? Because they had so many people watching it. But it was nice to see that as well. Absolutely. We're all one humanity, no matter what religion you are, or if you are of no faith whatsoever. You love. As Pope Francis said that. That wasn't what he said when he hit that woman. Just now, make that point.
There's another one. Now, these could all be fake news as far as I know.
We have no idea if this is true or not. Pope Francis.
We take no.
Yeah, we don't know if this is true or not. But apparently, Pope Francis calls everyone, no matter where you are, no creed or religion, to a moment of recollection, meditation, prayer for the healing of the world, the whole planet united in prayer. If you can forward it, please join us in urgent prayer. Join this. It sounds like a chain thing to me. I'm sure he did say that, but the rest of it. But we are taking a moment. I think everybody at the moment, it's like that Mother Earth one that you said before. Everybody is taking that moment. And I hope it doesn't go back to what it was. I felt we got to the point that the earth needed to take a break, and that is literally where we were at. I'll leave that to Jonathan, he's the expert, but yes, the Hebrew word is Pesach, isn't it? And I've no idea if I'm pronouncing that exactly correctly, but it's not bad. It's not bad. But yes, that's Passover. Your question can be, why is it called Passover? And then Jonathan can do the proper pronunciation. That would work. That would work.
He could do an unboxing of a box of matzah.
An unboxing of a box of matzah. I'm loving that. And if we could do oatcakes.
Or Easter eggs.
Or Easter eggs, if we had any. We have no Easter eggs. This could get to emergency proportions. We have no Easter eggs. I'm glad my time at that solicitor's wasn't wasted, Jonathan. You know my favourite one? My favourite one that I got taught about is called Sukkot. No, Tabernacles. Tabernacles. And I saw this rabbi who, you're not supposed to go out, are you? You're supposed to have something over your head during Tabernacles. And he wanted to go visit people. So he opened the sunroof in his car and he stuck branches in it so it covered his head and then went driving around like that. I thought that was the best thing I'd ever seen. Absolutely genius. Genius. Tracy is ahead of you, Jonathan. Tracy is ahead of you. So what we all been doing tech-wise, who wants to go to a webinar about Procreate? Because I found a free one this week. I found it with Design Cuts. Design Cuts are the people we've done a few freebies from. And they have a webinar session going on this week. I do believe it is Tuesday. It's either tomorrow or Tuesday. But I put the link in. It's completely free. You just go in, put your details in, and you're done. That was one. What else did I get? Oh, yeah, you know all these people. Who's heard somebody say, let me know in the chat, who's heard somebody say, I'm bored? Because I'm like, I've not got time to be bored. I'm like with Mike, where should I be right now going live, Mike? Where am I going live with? I'm either on an after hours, I'm on a Brooklands one, or I'm on Marooned. So I said, what time is it? Where should I be? And people are saying to us, I'm bored. You cannot be bored. Honestly, in this day and age, how can you? So I found this list of things to do if you are self-isolating, and it's fantastic. There's a load of education stuff on there. There's computer courses, there's postgrad courses. It's amazing. It's amazing. So not yet, Helen, but the time could happen. Well, go and check out that list. There's something on there for everyone. Boring people are bored. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm like, even now I'm at home and I'm self-isolating, I'm still not got enough time. There's so many things that I want to do and that I'm interested in. You signed up for it. Excellent. Excellent. Good. It is calligraphy, I believe. But I know a lot of you were saying that you use Procreate. So if you've not seen anything like that, worth seeing it. Too long to clean everything. Kim, I don't know if you noticed in Slack, but before Mike had just taken Lola out, and I thought I'll wash my hands while they're all out, and then I'll go in and I'll sort the keyboard out. So I came in to clean the keyboard, and I got my liquid on it, and I've got the cloth going across the top, and I realised I'd not turned it off, so I quickly turned it off. Next minute, I've got a Slack notification, and it's Paul saying 10 what? 10 o'clock. I went, sorry, I was just cleaning the keyboard. Sorry about that, Paul.
You just happened to hit 10.
I was lucky that was all that was posted.
Yeah, you could have posted QWERTY UI off.
No, I'm thinking I had on my clipboard a message that I just sent in the messages app to Rachel. So there was a personal mother-daughter message going on there. Luckily, all I posted was 10. Thankfully. Right, okay, let me get this other one. There was another one that I saw. Now, where was that? Where was that one? Who's with Audible? Who's got an Audible account?
Me.
I know you have. Well, you'll have seen it then. Won't you?
2-for-1.
There's a 2-for-1 sale on at Audible. They were very good to me this week. You know, I said to you, Mike, what happened was, this is a technical thing. I have an Audible subscription and I'm on the two, what do you call them? Credits, the 2-credit thing a month. And I used 2 of my credits in a 2-for-1 sale. So I bought 4 books for 2 credits. Anyway, a day later, I'm trying to download this book that I'd bought the day before. And it wouldn't download. And I thought, what's going on? And it said, you know, you don't own this. I thought, I bought it yesterday in the sale, the last day of the sale. So I went in and none of the books I'd bought were there. So I'm like, what's happened? And then I checked my credits and I'd been refunded the 2 credits I'd used. But I didn't have the books. And to get the books, I'd need to use 4 credits because now they're not on sale. I thought, for crying out loud. It's not the first time it's happened. Pro tip, if you are buying anything at Audible, even with credits, take screenshots. Because the magic word when it comes to tearing them a new one is, and I quote, I have the screenshots that I took. I'll send them to you. At which point, all of a sudden, this denial of anything. Oh, fine, we'll deal with it. So I gets on. Oh, no, I goes in and I checks my account. And I'd got a message that said, you cancel the order. I did not cancel the order. So I gets on to support. I sends them an email, a little snottogram. And I put, P.S. I have the screenshots I can send you. Got a message back. They had a system snafu. They can't put the books back on at 2-for-1. So here's 2 extra credits to the 2 extra credits, to the 2 original credits that you spent. So now you've got 4 credits. You can buy them. Hello, Pete. So I thought, yes, I could. Fine. So I left them. So at that stage, I had 6 credits. Then, couple of days later, for no apparent reason, that 6 credits jumped to 8. And I thought, where did they come from? Then my 2 credits arrived for the month. So I had a total of 10 credits. Now I've got to buy something because you can only have 10 credits. But pro tip there, if you buy anything, even if it's credits, take screenshots of the confirmations you get, because that way they will give you credits in recompense for the fact that you didn't get the books, etc. So I seem to get, that would have been £30 in compensation for their mistake. Worth doing. Anyway, if you do have an account, today they have a 2-for-1 sale on. And some of the books aren't at all bad. Now, I'm looking...
Few of us fall asleep when listening.
I believe so. Now, you see, I don't... Included. Well, actually, I do listen to Audible in bed. But what I do is I only put it on, you know, for like maybe 10 minutes. But I tend to stay awake and then I turn on something called... What's that app called? Ooh, what's the app called? Dark Noise. And on the Dark Noise app, can you find the link for that, Mike? It's an app that has noises. So I use rain, but there's rain and rivers and fans and all kinds of noise.
Noise.
Yeah, it's a purple thing. It looks like that at the bottom. That's the one. That's the one. Yeah, it is one of the better quality apps to do that. And you can set a timer on that. And I do like a little bit of noise when I'm trying to drop off to sleep. Now, I was looking for that other link that I had. So let me try and find... Oh, how many links have I got open? It's even got day 3 open there. No, it wasn't that one. It's in here somewhere. I'll find it. I'll find it and send it on. That was the link for the Design Cuts one, so I've got that and done that. What else did I have in there? No, I think I'm done with that. Right, let's have a look. I'm back in the chat here. I've got weirdness going on here. All right, let's have a look. It must just be me who's had issues with them, Deb. But they are very good in terms of their support. It's literally just the fact that you need to prove it. I'm sure they'd deal with it in the end, but if I say I've got a screenshot, they don't argue. They don't argue. Right, so Pete's new iMac is purring along happily, which is awesome news. I do that in the summer, Paul. We do have a small fan in the bedroom, and both for temperature and noise, I do like to have that on. And I noticed I was putting it on when I wasn't actually warm. I was actually putting a quilt on because it was a bit chilly, but I wanted the noise. So that's why I got the app. But the app is a very high quality app, so I'm liking that. So you're listening to Dark Noise with your new sleep headphones. Tracy, I am. Full credit to you for that. I am. In fact, I've taken to using those sleep headphones during the day because, good tale this, because Mike is working from home. So we're both in the same room and he's training people. And of course, you know, it's fine when you've heard it for like the first 10 times. But now we're into week 2. If I hear the nucleus course once more, I'll go mad.
If I have to deliver it once more, I'll go mad.
You see, Mike doesn't like the nucleus course. So what I've taken to do, I would put headphones on normally. But obviously, no matter what headphones you put on, they're not going to drown Mike out. Let's just put it like that. So what I do have is a pair of ear defenders. That's why. But even they don't totally. They're all right for pneumatic drill, but not Mike. No, I can still hear him. So what I decided to do, rather than listen to nothing with my ear defenders on, the sleep headphones that Tracy recommended are actually really comfortable. You've got the link for those, haven't you, Tracy? I can probably dig it out, but you've probably got it to hand. They were fantastic. They are very comfortable. For the first time ever, because they're on a little cord, and I thought the cord would be inconvenient, but it's long enough to be comfortable. And the headphones themselves are very comfortable, so you just push them inside your ears. Because they've got like rubber surrounds on, they do keep a bit of the noise out. But even better, I can put the ear defenders on the top of them, and it's still comfortable. And guess what? At that point, can't hear Mike at all. So, success. No, see, Kim likes your voice. She says she has a soothing voice. It's actually the content of the course. It's a system that Mike doesn't particularly like.
Like Mac Love Bites.
Maybe Kim hasn't heard of Mac Love Bites. We've got a Mac Love Bites for the next show.
Have we?
We do. It's from Jonathan. Sent in a while, but... It's not a new one. It's sent in a while back. I think we should have a Mac Love Bites about our religious studies course that we appear to be running. apparently, it's all about community, is what we're being told now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always was. It was only
Jonathan's
the...
forgotten.
it'll come as a nice surprise then, won't it, Jonathan? But if you want to send another one in, feel free. We can never have too many Mac Love Bites. Good, Tracy's put the link in for that. They are really good. I was amazed. They are really good. They're quite sturdy as well. And the fact that the cord is so long, I've got long hair, and it doesn't get tangled in it. Oh, talking of tangled.
I've got long hair now.
You have now. Yeah. Captain Caveman. Yes, there was a slight calamity this morning, wasn't there, Mike? With Lola's clothes.
Oh, yeah.
What did Lola do with her clothes?
Tangled her suit.
I have no idea how she got into the mess she got in with this suit, but you should have seen it. She'd managed to take one of the side pieces and wrap it inside itself and pass it underneath the strap. So Mike brings it in and says, can you sort this out? I said, yeah, fine, it'd be easy. I looked at it and I'm like, what? Oh, dear. I've no idea how she did that. No, it took me 10 minutes and a logic problem to try and get it back to where it was, but it's now all sorted. Okay, I'll try and find it if it's getting mangled then. Let me take that bit and see if that's enough to see it.
Oh, she's...
No, that link works.
It did.
I'll get a short one, but the link does work. Yep, the link goes straight to it. Yes, that's the one I got, and that's the one that I'm using. So it's a Gujodq. Yeah, they could do with something I could pronounce. It was on offer when I got it, so it was a little bit cheaper than that. It was quite surprising that you'd mentioned it, I'd clicked the link. I had a look at it, left the page open. When I went back, he said it was on offer. So I thought, well, I might as well click buy then. Right, there's a short link, but both those links do work. They definitely work. They are amazingly comfortable. The sound quality is great. Who needs AirPods? I tried AirPods with the ear defenders. Didn't end well. They kept falling out inside the ear defenders, but they work fantastically and they don't fall out. The battery life on them is amazing as well. I've sometimes left them on during the day. Haven't actually been playing something through them all the time, but they have actually been on for sort of 48 hours and they've still got life in them. So they are, I can highly recommend those. Tracy was quite right. Always listen to Tracy. Tracy's quite right. So what are we doing tonight? I thought I'd actually had enough of sitting in here and I thought we should do something different, like watch a film or something. Mike looks very surprised. Had enough of sitting in the office. Never thought he'd hear the day.
No.
Should we watch Bo Rap?
We could do.
Do you know where it is?
No.
No, I'll have to dig it out first then. We got it on disc. Have we got something to play the disc on? Got a sneaking suspicion we'll be back in here with the only DVD players we've got. maybe we can find it streaming somewhere. That was one thing we thought to do. We're not big on watching TV and everything. Hubby's a good radio voice. He's a ham. If you mean ham radio operator, my dad was. Oh, he loved his radios. He loved radio from being a kid, you know, just a radio you would listen to. And then in the early 80s, about 81, 82, CB radio became a big thing in the UK. It happened because Radio Shack, which we call Tandy, got two different CB systems in stock and they were only about £50. Well, talking on the radio, if listening to the radio was good, talking on the radio was going to be a million times better. So he bought one. His handle back then was King Edward because he worked for a company who supplied school dinners. He was the transport manager. So he sorted out all the deliveries going out to the schools. So King Edward after the potato. But he found there was a lot, because it wasn't regulated, I don't think you needed a license. There was all sorts on there and they were like idiots. Bit like Twitter sometimes. So he decided he was going to move into ham radio. And he did. You have to have a license for that in the UK. And to do that, you have to pass an exam. Teaching him maths was not to be recommended. My poor mother. I taught her and she had to teach him because otherwise we would have come to blows. CQ. Absolutely. And what were the numbers he used to say? 60 somethings to you, which meant good wishes.
Don't know that one.
Mike and I, the only thing we remember is the CQ and him whistling to see if it was alive. It was terrifying. But yeah, that's what he used to do. His handle for that...
That's what we do before we record.
Yeah, that's what you do, and it always reminds me of my dad. His handle for that was G0IIM. G0IIM. He wouldn't wait to get JRG, which were his initials. But he did have to pass this exam, and it was a nightmare. I think he took it 5 times. Law of averages in the end, he got it. So he went through that exam, but he also wanted to do another one because he wanted to do, oh, what are they called? HF sets. This law makes sense to Deb. A HF set enabled him to get further. He listened to a lot of the broadcasts from space on it. So he had to pass another exam for that. But that exam meant he had to learn Morse code. Well, the time it took him to do the math stuff, we thought, yeah, it'll be like 10 years. What does CQ mean? Ah, CQ means exactly as the name implies. CQ. So CQ.
Seek you.
Seek you. It's short form for seek you. So it's a call that you put out. CQ, CQ, does anybody copy, for somebody to come back to you. So basically, talk to me. Is anybody out there? Ooh. Used to do it all the time and drive CQ. My mum mad. Yeah, CQ, CQ. So he started doing the Morse code. Di-da, di-di-di-da, da-da, da-di-di. Oh, that drove mum mad. The thing was... Oh, he did. The thing was, he was brilliant at it. He took to it like a duck to water. He was fabulous. He sailed through his exam first time. The guy told him he was the best Kia he'd ever heard. And the radio... RSGB. Radio...
Society of Great
Britain. Yeah, that's right. The Radio Society of Great Britain. Not the Reformed Synagogues of Great Britain, which is totally different, Jonathan. Same initials, but totally different. So he got in touch with them, or they got in touch with him, and he started teaching people Morse code. So he basically did what we're doing now. He had a radio station, didn't he? And he used to take comic books. And these comic books, well, they weren't comic books. They were funny dialect books. So if you're in the UK, like a Yorkshire dialect, and it was spelt out like that. And he did stuff like that in Morse code because it was very highly unlikely you could predict the next letter. Some people, as you were doing Morse code, if you'd got like a word and you were saying, I am from, and you put M-A-N, the brain switches off with the rest of it because you know it's going to be Manchester. So he did it with words that were phonetically spelt and all kinds of stuff. So in Yorkshire, you'd get like, e-by gum, how are they? And that means, well, I don't know what the e-by gum means, but the other bit, how are they, is how are you? So, of course, you couldn't predict the next letter, basically. He did a lot of Les Dawson and stuff, if you remember him, he was a comic. And, he had people listening to him who were learning Morse code. And there was one guy who wrote to him and said, my mother listens and she doesn't know what the Morse code is, obviously. But she waits for you to read it back and she just sits laughing at it. So she sits with me while I learn Morse code because she loves the pieces that you do. So he was doing online training fractionally before we were, wasn't he?
It means by God.
By God, it means E by gum. I don't know why. How does that? At least CQ is logical. I don't know how that gets to that. But yeah, that's what it means. And that's what he did. That's fantastic, Deb. We've got something else in common then, haven't we? Yeah, he had all his radios. He had them all over the place. He had aerials up. That drove Mum mad as well. So he was in one room with his radios and I was in another with my computers. And she was there trying to watch NCIS in peace. That was her thing. She quite liked Mark Harmon. Like quite a lot. Like Mark Harmon. So every time I see NCIS now, I think of her. Yeah, she did like him a lot. Oh, this is great fun, isn't it? So you found out what that meant. Are we getting messages in on one of our things?
Yeah.
Not particularly. Oh, the WhatsApp's going crazy. Is that about next week?
No, it's about Lisa being Skyped into a Mother's Day dinner.
Oh, I am loving that. We've got a photograph here from our WhatsApp group of people. And there's a friend of ours, the mum and dad, and they live with their daughter. So one of their daughters live with them. But the other one lives on an RAF base down south. And there's a picture here of one daughter on one side of the table, opposite the dad, next to the mum, and on the other chair is an iPad with the daughter who's down south, and she's been Skyped into the Mother's Day meal. That's absolutely fabulous. I'm loving that. We'll have to take that off and put it in for next week so they can see it. So what else are you doing then? Ah, Kim likes Mark Harmon. He is a nice guy, isn't he? I've heard nice things about him. There was something about an accident happened outside his house and he dashed out and rescued somebody from a car. Mum was very interested in that because she did like people to be nice people as well. So what have we all got planned? I'm sure Pete's not got any downtime planned whatsoever for the foreseeable. So we're all still supporting you, Pete. Oh, Rachel, our daughter, she's gone on 24-hour call. She works as an endoscopy nurse, but they've shut the department. So she is now on 24-hour call. The department has been converted into an ICU overflow. And because she hasn't got kids, she's offered to cover anybody who has so they can stay home with their kids. So she's now on 24-hour, seven-day-a-week call. This is scary. She was called out twice a couple of days ago. She just got in the car to come home and then headed back the other way. Yeah, yes, Pete is our hero. You're doing a sterling job, Pete. And I'm assuming from what everybody says, it's only going to get worse before it gets any better. But if we could just have the army out and keep everybody in the houses, it'll be fine.
Project Trim Kiva. We want pictures.
Oh, we want pictures of trimming Kiva. In fact, Kim, I'll make you a deal. If we get to see the pickies of you trimming Kiva, I'll share the pickies of me trimming Mike. Oh, I want this to be a video show now so they can see your face. You should have had your hair done while you could, shouldn't you?
The place is still open.
Yes, but you don't want to go in anywhere, do you? Not with sharp implements and other people. Mm. How is he going to cut your hair from 2 metres away?
That's a good
point. Exactly. I could do that with the garden shears. Mm. So no, we're not doing that. There you go. Kim agrees. Sounds like a plan. What could possibly go wrong with that? You'd have to make sure Lola didn't see it or she'd think she was next.
True.
She's still giving me the stink eye over the other day. We'll definitely, definitely do that. I will pass on your messages to Rachel. That'll keep her spirits up. Poor kid. It's such a thing. She's got to drive in there. You've got the usual chaos of idiots parking and effing and blinding at people. I do not understand it. I do not understand it. Just stay home. It's simple. No reason guidelines have to be ugly. The thing is, Pete, I remember, was it Debbie? Was it Debbie or Tracy who said, you know, the guidelines do need to look right. They need to look inviting for people to read them. And it's important. And you are the man. You are the man for the job. So dog grooming scissors are great for haircuts. Now, that is good to know. Oh, so they've closed in Ohio. Oh, my. Are they actually still open here? You walked past here yesterday, didn't you? Yes. Friday night?
They were.
Yeah, they're open on Friday night. Can't see that many people taking it up. One of our friends went to a nail appointment yesterday. We wondered about the logic of that as well. But she went because they were closing up. So it was the last time she could get it done. I wouldn't have thought having the perfect nails for the next 6 weeks would be that much of a problem. But apparently it is. You see, aren't you glad you didn't get a girly girly?
A girly girly.
A girly girly who thinks it's important to go out of the house to have their nails done. Yeah. Because, again, that won't have been done, will it, from 2 metres away?
No.
Not unless you've got a yard brush to do it with. That was not urgent. Mind you, they were out at the pub the day before and neither was that. Well, hopefully they're all OK. Because, you know, if it takes 2 weeks, I think they should now be in self-isolation. They need to get everything. Right, OK, Helen, glad to have had you with us. Excellent, excellent you were there. Hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be doing this. We've made the decision, haven't we, Mike? We're going to carry on. We're going to do it all this week. We'll carry it on as long as we can. But seeing as though we're still under house arrest, you're all there to suffer with us. So I want somebody on with us tomorrow. Come on. I want somebody on with us sharing. Either that or we'll do all your questions for Jonathan and he'll give us a 101 in Judaism. I'm liking that. Then we'll have to find somebody who can do Buddhism and all the rest. That'd work. That would work. That would be fantastic. Glad to hear that, Helen. Fantastic. Glad to hear it. And I hope your PAs are keeping up. I hope they are as well as you are. There you go. All right. Only thing the army did was sanitise the airport and port. I thought that. We had people coming in. I think about a week ago. It's Christmas here. I've lost track of the days. I woke up this morning and thought it was Monday and I expected to find Mike working. And he wandered in and said, "Are we watching Mass then?" I said, "Hang on, isn't it Monday?" He went, "No, it's Sunday." So I'm already lost. But I thought that people were coming back from wherever, and the security on the way in was, and I quote, have you been anywhere on this list? And if you said no, they let you in. Who's likely to say yes in those circumstances? But that was it. Not a problem, Jonathan, whenever you're free, whenever you're free. Oh, good. Helen's PA is at the moment as fit as Helen. Excellent, excellent. Right, well, our plan for tonight is to have a bit of a rest, because I'm sure we've worked harder in the last week than the one before. I'm sure we have. But
we've certainly talked more.
We certainly talked more, absolutely. And I wouldn't want to get a sore throat, or somebody might put me down. No, so I'll be looking after my throat, but we will carry on at least all week. So we're going into day 8 tomorrow. At the same time, we can all tell you straight away, it's going to be 7 o'clock our time, which is until next Saturday, the same time it was today. So that is noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. Spain, I always get confused, Tracy. I think you're an hour ahead. Is it an hour? An hour ahead. But all bets will be off on the Sunday, because on Saturday night we change our clocks over to daylight saving. Yes, she's been in isolation for 21 days. Yeah, well, now it's got as bad as it had. Would you leave the house?
No.
There you go then. So, like the rest of us, she's marooned, but she's 14 days ahead. So she can tell us at what point, you know, you do go stir crazy and start talking to the grandfather clock. Tracy, if you want to talk to somebody, just ping me. Not Tracy, Kim, sorry. But if Tracy wants to call, you can. Kim, if you are absolutely going stir crazy and you want to hear a voice, just call me. Make it when I'm awake. But I'm awake most of the time, to be honest, aren't I? About 4 or 5 hours sleep a night. If you want to talk to somebody, we're here, and I'm sure everybody else is here as well. So Central European is 1 hour ahead. I always get confused. I know Paris is 1 hour ahead, but I always think it moves, doesn't it, as you go over. But I actually look, you know, when you're setting your time zones, which I had to do in Zoom, and is it somewhere in Greece that's the same as us?
Portugal.
Is it Portugal? And I look and I think that can't be right, but it is. It is. So 1 hour ahead in Europe. And if you are from anywhere else, then you will know.
Portugal's same as us.
Lisbon. That's it. It says London and Lisbon. And you think, really? But it is. So there you go. So it will be 7 o'clock every night, Monday to Friday. We'll review it at the end of next week. I don't think we'll be on the way to fixing it all by the end of next week. So it could go into another week, but definitely for a week. We will be here in the evenings to entertain you, or in your time zone, possibly lunchtime or early afternoon. But you have had full warning, right? So you know when this is 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock GMT, Zulu time, for you to avoid any conference calls during the show. There you go. I will endeavour to make sure that we avoid all conference calls during the show. Having said that, Mike has got one tomorrow at 7:30, but he'll be here if early doors to say hello to everybody. And then we'll all earwig on his meeting. There you go. Can't say fairer than that. So it is across to Germany. So is something somewhere like Berlin, are they 1 hour or 2 hours? We do have listeners in Germany. Is Marcus in Germany or Austria? He's in Germany, but Austria was definitely mentioned. I remember that. Well, we're going to head off now. We're contemplating something to eat, but actually I think we'll just have an evening of rest while Mike strokes the Toblerone he's got now they're all out of stock. So thank you very, very much for being with us. I hope you have enjoyed it. We will keep this going. We've actually got a few ideas for some fun and games during the show. So that's what we'll probably talk about tonight as well. Right, so they're 1 hour ahead. Excellent. Thank you, Tracy. You can be our timekeeper. You know far better than me what's going on in Europe. But for now, it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Good night, folks.